On our last broadcast, I began a message entitled, Walking in the Light. And we learned one thing. When a person is walking in the light, he will practice the truth. And there are two more things that we can learn. So open your Bibles to 1 John chapter 1, and we'll take a look in the book.
Welcome to A Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert bringing a series of messages on the book of 1 John. So get close to your radio and have a Bible ready and turn to 1 John chapter 1 as we begin in verse number 5 as we take a look in the book.
But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Oh, I like how this reads, particularly when you read it in the Greek, that word for walk there is in the present tense. And present tense shows continual action. In other words, if we keep on walking, not just start on Sunday, but keep on walking, walk on Monday, walk on Tuesday, walk on Wednesday, walk on Thursday, walk on Friday. If we keep on walking in the light, what's going to happen? We're going to have fellowship with one another, with them who's walking in the light. Yeah, when he says we have fellowship one with another, who is he talking about when he's talking about the one another? Is he talking about God? Is he talking about the saints, Christians? I believe he's talking about the saints. Because, see, the way you know that a person is in fellowship with God is how they treat one another. We show folks that we're in fellowship with God when we are in fellowship one with another. See, if we can't get along with one another down here, how do you think we're going to end up in heaven up there with the Father? If we can't get along with his children. Jesus says, or John says here in the text, but if we walk in the light as he's in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us. And that word cleanse is also in the present tense. So it's keep on cleaning us from all our sins. And that word all is there, all kinds of sin. There is no sin that God cannot cleanse. And so if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanse us from all our sin. How do you know you're walking in the light? It's when you're keeping yourself clean from your sins. You can always tell the person when a person is walking in the dark from walking in the light. I say you can always tell when a person is walking in the dark and walking in the light. How many of y'all have ever woke up in the morning time and you woke up in the dark because your lights went off during the night? Maybe been a storm or something. Amen. And your lights went out. And so you had to get up and dress in the dark. And you got up and you done your hair, you washed your face. You done the best that you could, you know, because you was in the dark. But then when you got to work and you went in the restroom where you had some light and you began to look at your hair, and you saw that your hair wasn't right, You looked at your eyes and you saw, even though you washed your face, you still had some lit sleep there. And your eyes. You looked at your face there and you saw you had some dried up toothpaste running down your chin there. You put on your t-shirt, but you put your t-shirt on backwards. You skipped a button or something when you were trying to button up your shirt. You skipped a belt loop. Lo and behold, you looked down and had mixed Mac socks on. See, what was it that made the difference? It was the light that made the difference. See, when you are in the dark, you be thinking you got yourself together, but you ain't got yourself together. That's how it is in the physical, but that's how it is in the spiritual. A lot of people who are going around calling themselves perfect, they are walking in the dark. They are like a person that's trying to get dressed up in the dark. They think they looking good and smelling good. They think they acting good, but they don't know just how bad they are because they walking in the dark rather than walking in the light. Oh, but if you ever walk in the light, you ain't got time to be pointing out faults in other folks' life. When a person is really walking in the light, then you're going to be pointing out faults in your life. You're going to be saying like the songwriter, you know, it's not my mama, it's not my daddy, it ain't my sister, it ain't my brother, but it's me, oh Lord, that's standing in the need. A prayer. Amen. You can always tell the person that's not looking in the mirror of the Word of God. When you ain't looking in a mirror, you can easily point out other folks' sins. But when you look in the mirror, you got to start working on you now when you're looking in the mirror. Oh, you keep yourself clean when you're walking in the light. And how many of you know the more that you walk in the light, the more ugly stuff you see in your life? You thought you had it together, but take a couple of more steps in the light. And you will see that you need to take a bath here. I reminded of Jesus one day. He was washing his disciples' feet. And so he came to Peter. And he wanted to wash Peter's feet, but Peter said, Lord, I ain't letting you wash my feet. And Jesus said a profound statement. If I don't wash your feet, then you don't have no part in me. In other words, you can't have fellowship with me. And because Peter valued his fellowship with the Lord, he says, well, don't just stop there. Hit my hands and hit my head. When you really walking in the light, you're going to be like Peter. You're going to say, Lord, just take all of me. Come on, wash me from top to the bottom of my feet. I remember when I, because fellowship is important. I can remember when I was working at Frito-Lay. I was really happy to be working at the plant. A lot of people may want, you know, to be at the corporate office, but I was happy to work at the plant. Lord have mercy. Amen. Because when I started and came out here, minimum wage was $3.25. And they was going to pay me $6.10 an hour at Frito-Lay. I said, hey, let me go on and do this. Amen. Because they was going to pay me, you know, at $3.50 at being a lit manager over there at Sears. But I just take my tie off and go on over here and put me some uniform on and work in the plant and make me $6.10 an hour rather than trying to be cute. Working to be cute. I'm working for some money. So I left Sears and went on over here. And they bought the uniform for you. I had me some blue pants and light blue shirt. And every day, Sister Wilbur put me up in some clean clothes. Boy, I was looking good. Amen, amen. And so I would go out there and I would work. And I worked in the Cheeto department back there. I was the one that made Cheetos. So if you was back in the 1980s in this area here, if you ate any Cheetos, Pastor Wilbur made them Cheetos 9 times out of 10. So if anybody asks you, can your pastor cook? Say, yeah, he know how to make Cheetos. And if they try to say anything, say, well, do your pastor, do he know how to make Cheetos? Y'all got to learn how to speak up for your pastor. So I would go out there and I worked, and you know, it would get dusty back there. And I had my blue clothes on, but they didn't look blue after I finished working back there. And my pants was dirty and my shirt was dirty, and I would come home just a dirty mess. A lot of people used to ask, did you fall in the mixer back there? I had so much dust and dirt on me. But anyway, when I would come home, I would open up the door and I would let Sister Wilbur know, sweet daddy is here. Yeah. And I would tell her, come on to sweet daddy. And I'd be wanting, but I would bump into this hand. She would give me this hand right quick. And she said, all right, sweet daddy. Go right on to the bathroom. Take your bath before you start trying to get next to me. And guess what I did? I ran on down that hallway and took me a bath. Because fellowshipping with my wife was important to me. And the only way I could fellowship with her, I had to take a bath. I went right on and took my bath. In the same way, when it's really important to fellowship with God, you don't mind getting cleaned up for the Lord. That's how you know a person is walking in the light. He keep himself clean from sin, but finally, you know a person is walking in the light when you keep confessing his sins. When he keeps confessing his sin. When he keeps confessing his sin, then you know a person is walking in the light. Look at verse number 8, 9, and 10. He says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. Again, John just didn't say, y'all just lying. He called them on the carpet twice this time. But notice he includes himself. He says, if we say that we have no sin, because they was down there at the church, them perfect people talking about they ain't got no sin. What is it talking about when he says here that we have no sin in verse number 8? And then verse number 10, they say that we have not sin. In verse number 8, he's talking about the sin nature. They don't have a sin nature anymore. In verse number 10, he's talking about the practice of sin. We no longer do that anymore. We don't even commit no more sin. In other words, we ain't got a sin nature, neither do we commit any sin. In other words, we got perfect people here. But John says it like this. If we say we have no sin, we ain't got no sin nature. He says, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in. You just fooling yourself if you think you don't have a sin nature. And see, a lot of people think because they done got saved, they done got filled with the Holy Ghost, they done been sanctified, now they no longer have a sin nature. They done graduated from having a sin nature, and now they just got a perfect nature. Therefore, because they no longer have a sin nature, they cannot sin because they don't have the capacity to sin. But John says, if you even go around saying that you don't even commit no more sin, not only do you lie and then deceive yourself, but you done call God a lie. Because God said in Romans 3:23, all of us done sin and come short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, no, not one. There's not one person, righteous person, that do right all of the time. Even the best of us will slip up every now and then. That's why the Bible tells us to keep being filled with the Holy Ghost, because we leak, ladies and gentlemen. And so you don't do everything that you're supposed to do all the time. As a matter of fact, the Apostle Paul talks about this over there in Romans chapter 7, verse number 19 and 20. Paul says, the good that I should, I do not. But the evil that I should not do, I find myself doing. He said, but if I'm doing the evil that I should not do, he said, it's not I, but it's sin that dwells in me. In other words, there is a new you on the inside of you, but there's also an old you on the inside of you. And every now and then, that old you that's supposed to be asleep, that old you that's supposed to be dead, every now and then, it'll wake up like Count Dracula on you. Oh, yes, it will. You may think you got yourself together, but every now and then, that old you will let something slip out of you. That old you will say something that you're not supposed to say or do something that you're not supposed to do. You'll find yourself going somewhere you're not supposed to go. All because you still got that old you in you. Even though you got the new you, there's a fight going on between the old you and the new you. You know, people in Isaiah, they thought that he was perfect. But Isaiah, I don't know if he was believing it or not, but when he got there in the temple one day, he says he had a fresh vision of God, and he heard the angel saying, holy, holy, holy. And when he got in the presence of God, he says, woe is me, for I'm undone. I got unclean lips, and I hang out with unclean people. See, if the truth be told, you may think you got it together, but when you walk in the light of God's word, then you will see all of that ugly stuff that's in your life. You will see that you don't think like you're supposed to think all the time. You don't do what you're supposed to do all the time. You don't go where you're supposed to go all the time. But even though you don't do what you're supposed to do and go where you're supposed to go and think like you're supposed to think, don't give up on yourself. Don't throw in the towel, because I got some good news for you this morning. And the good news is, the Bible says, if we confess our sin, that word confess means to agree with God. God says that you are a sinner and you need to be saved. If you just confess your sins, the Bible says that he's faithful and he's just. Oh, I like how it says it in the Greek. If you confess every one of your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive you every one of your sins and cleanse you up from every one of your unrighteousness. I don't care what the sin is, it's not too big for God. I don't care how many sins it is, it's not too big for God. God is big enough to take your sins and raise you up from the guttermost to the uttermost. Oh, he's a good God. I say he's a good God. I say he's a good God. Oh, you ought to confess your sin. The only people that don't confess their sins is perfect people. As I come to a close, I think this lesson ends with Jesus' parable. In Luke 18, Jesus told a parable one day about two men that went into the temple to pray. He said one was a Pharisee. In other words, he was a religious man. He was, folks thought, was a good man in town. And the Bible says there was also a publican. Publicans, they was tax collectors. They was the worst people in town. But the Bible says that both of them went there to the temple to pray. And the Pharisees began to pray thus to himself. He said, Lord, I thank you that I'm not like other men are. I thank you that I'm not an extortioner. I'm not an adulterer. I'm not even like this tax collector back here. He says, I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I possess. In other words, he was bragging on himself. But the Bible says that the publican stood there at the door of the tabernacle. In other words, he didn't even want to come in. He didn't think he was worthy enough. And he looked down and began to beat up on his chest. And he said, Lord, be merciful to me, because I'm a sinner. And the Bible says that man, the one that folks call the bad guy, he went home saved that day rather than the other. Because that good man was walking in the dark and didn't know it. That's why it's so important to walk in the light. And one of the signs that you're walking in the light is when you can confess, have mercy on me, because I'm a sinner. You know, there used to be an old song that they used to sing, walk in the light. The beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy shine bright. Shine all around us, both day and by night. Jesus is the light of the world. That's what it's all about. It's all about walking in the light. God is not looking for perfect people. He's looking for forgiveness.
Bread of life, sent down from glory.
If you would like a copy of the message you have just heard in its entirety, would you please call the church at 972-257-3766. Again, that is 972-257-3766. Or visit our new website at alookinabook.com. Again, that is alookinabook.com. And come on and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at the exciting Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And until next time, let's take a look in the book.